So we are all very fortunate that different nations from different parts of the world are now combined together in Krishna consciousness. Some of you have come from Europe, England, France, Germany, Holland, Rome. Similarly, you have come from America, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Canada, Toronto, Ottawa, Vancouver, Africa, Nairobi, South Africa. So it is very good example that you have come from different parts of the world to join in the Sankirtan movement. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted Prithivite achi jato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoive mor naam. He said that all over the world as many towns and villages are there, the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be known. So his prediction was never to be foiled. So by his grace, it is now becoming fulfilled. This is the real platform of United Nations. They are trying for United Nations, working for the last 30 years, but they have not been successful, neither they will ever be successful. That is our prediction. Yes, they will never be successful because you cannot be united on the material platform. That is not possible. Because on the material platform means on the bodily concept of life. I am this body. I am Indian, I am American, I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am Brahmin, I am Shudra, or so many I am. All designation. So, on the platform of designation, there is not possibility of unity. There is not possible. Unity is possible on the spiritual platform. And those who are under the concept of this body, I am this body, they have been described in the Shastra as Gokhara. Go means cows and khara means ass. Saiva Gokhara. Jashyat buddhi kunapi iti dhatuke sadhik kalatra disubhavma ijyadhi jatirtha buddhi salilena karhiche janesu avigyesu saiva Gokhara. Go means cows and khara means ass. So, this Vrindavan Tirtha, if somebody comes here with the bodily concept of life, he does not derive any benefit. Jatirtha buddhi salile. Salil means water. Just as generally people come here, take that bathing in the Jamuna river, and they think, now my business is finished. I came to Vrindavan, now I have taken my bath in the Jamuna river and purchased some things from here. Now let me go home. I have finished my tirtha. But Shastra says, no, That is not Tirtha. Janesu Avigyeshu. If you want to purify yourself, then in the Tirtha you must find out Avigya. Avigya means one who knows. One who knows. What that knowing? One who knows Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetna Sei Guru Ha. One who must know who is Krishna. This morning I met one gentleman. So, in his house I saw that Prabhu. So I asked him, who is that Prabhu? So he says, he has no name. Just see the fun. He is living in Vrindavan. He does not know the name of Prabhu. Just see his position. Prabhu is Krishna. Prabhu means Ishvara. Ishvara means controller. Prabhu means proprietor. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloku Maheswaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatamam Shanti Michati Matta Parataram Nanyat Kinti Jasti Dhananjaya Aham Adirhi Devanam. These words are there, and he is living in Vrindavan. He does not know who is his Prabhu. This thing is going on. He can go behind the... Yes. This man is... You are dozing. So long one will remain in the bodily concept of life, he cannot understand Prabhu or Krishna. That is not possible. So to understand this Prabhu, it requires many, many births. That is also said in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Bahunam Janvanam Ante Gyanavan Maha Prabhadate. Because foolish person cannot understand Prabhu. Another place Krishna says, Namag Duskitinam Mulha Prabhadante Naradhama Maya Aprita Gyana Asuri Bhavamasita. So this this Krishna consciousness movement is to understand the Prabhu. Who is Prabhu? Who is the Master? Who is the Supreme Absolute? This is Krishna consciousness movement. To understand the Supreme Prabhu or Master or the Controller and surrender unto him. This is the process, simple process. That Prabhu you cannot understand by mental speculation. That is not possible. Nayam atma pravachanena labhya na bahuna asrutena. There are many Vedantists, many scholars in Vedic literature, but they do not know who is his Prabhu. They will say Prabhu, but are you asking who is your Prabhu? That they cannot say. Or they will not utter the name of the Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Mayavadi hoy Krishna aporadi. they will chant, they will call Brahma, Chaitanya, Paramatma, Prabhu, but will never utter the name of Krishna. This is their disease. This is called Mayavad disease. Therefore, because people are so poor in knowledge, Alpa Medhasa, brain substance is very little, they cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, Krishna himself appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was detected by Srila Rupa Goswami. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayat. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaurati Srila. My Lord, you are the most magnificent incarnation. Because people cannot understand even Krishna, but you are distributing freely the love of Krishna, the highest perfection of life. Love of Krishna. One may know Krishna, but it is very difficult to know the love of Krishna. Gopi bhava rasa mritadhilahari kallola magnau sada. Rupa Goswami, about the Goswamis, they knew what is Krishna, what is love of Krishna. They wrote many books, Vidagdha Madhav, Lalita Madhav, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Actually, Bande Rupa Sanatana Uragujuga, Sri Jiva Gopalaka. So, actually, to understand Krishna, one has to follow the footprints of the six Goswamis. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raguna, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raguna. Ehi chaya gosai jar tarmui das. Tasabhar padurenu mor panchugra. You have to accept the six Goswamis of Vrindavan who came here, who discovered Vrindavan. This Vrindavan is the discovery of the Gaudiya Vaishnava. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were first deputed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, otherwise it was a big thrill only. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered the Radha Kunda. In this way, the Goswamis were deputed and Srila Sanatana Goswami, first of all, established this Madan Mohan temple, then Govindaji. In this way, all this city of Vrindavan is this transcendental city, but it was begun by the inspiration, by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he appeared to distribute Krishna Prem. Krishna Prema Pradayat, that is the highest perfection of life. Prema Pumartha Mahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is Prema Pumartha Mahan, to achieve love of God. That is the verdict of all shastras. Sabai Bhangshan Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radhukhaji Ahoitukiya Pratihata Jinatma Samprasidati. If you want really peace, then you develop your dormant love of God, Krishna, then you'll be happy. Otherwise you'll never be happy. Because we want to love somebody. That is natural. So we have placed our loving propensity in so many things, even to cats and dogs. But that will not satisfy us. Because that is sense gratification. That is not real love. Real love is to love Krishna. Love of Krishna. So, this is the highest philosophy of life. highest perfection of life, how to learn to love Krishna. The Vrindavan means simply loving Krishna. The cowherd's boy, the gopis, the Nand Maharaj, Jasodamai, Radharani, the only focus is to love Krishna. That's all. This is Vrindavan. Vrindavan does not mean a city, a town, or this or that. Vrindavan means where everyone is in love, in intense love with Krishna. So you have come to Vrindavan, try to learn how to love, intensified love, Krishna. That is perfection. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution. Krishna prema pradayat. So although we have got love propensity, everyone loves somebody, but we are being frustrated because that is not real love. Real love is to love Krishna. You may execute your duties very nicely, but if you do not learn how to love Krishna, this all discharging of your duties is simply working or laboring for nothing. Samayeva hi kevalam dharma shan stitap mungshang visakshina kathasujat notpada edarating jadi samayeva hi kevalam. Samayeva. So why this love is not invoked or awakened in us? Because we are covered by this material energy and you have become conditioned by the material energy. Therefore, to purify ourselves, we require certain process. That process is called varnasrama. Varnasrama. Varna means four divisions of the society. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. And this varnasrama is created by Krishna so that one day one may become devotee of Krishna. The whole project is Vedic project is Vedic civilization. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vidyam. Vedic civilization means that to understand Krishna, that is Vedic civilization. Vedanta vid, Vedanta kichaham. Vedantist means to understand Krishna. Veda means knowledge. And anta means last. That Krishna explains, Vedanta explains. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mang prabhate. This is Vedanta. One who understands Krishna, he is Vedantist. Not the fakkar, no. The so-called Vedantists, they want to get out of Krishna. They never accept Krishna as the Supreme. That is not Vedantist. Real Vedantist is here. Bahunam janmanam ante. Gyanavan means one who has actually knowledge. Gyanavan. So, real knowledge is to understand Krishna. Veda ishta sarvai ahameva vedna. This is knowledge. So, those who are followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he has come to distribute love of Godhead immediately. Cheta darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagri nirvapanam sriya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadu jivanam anandam vidivardhanam pratipadam purnam ashadanam sarvatma sapanam param vijayati Sri Krishna Sankit. And this is the verdict of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Kalau Dosa Nidhe Rajan Asti Jeka Mahalaguna. This Kali Yuga is a ocean of fault, simply fault. Mandas Mandamatayo Mandabhagya. in this Kali Yuga, people are, duration of life is very short. And still, they are slow, manda, all bad, sumanda matayo, and they have their different concoction of ideology and philosophy, sumanda matayo, manda bhagya, very unfortunate, and upadrita, always disturbed. This is the position of this age. Therefore, this Kali Yuga is full of faulty atmosphere. Kalo dosa nidhe rajan. Dosa nidhe. Ocean of faults. But there is one opportunity. What is that opportunity? The opportunity is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is teaching Krishna consciousness. He is Krishna himself. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Distributing Krishna Prema. So, in this Kali Yuga, although it is very faulty, people are very, very degraded, less than animal, still there is a great opportunity, and this opportunity is Kirtana Deva Krishna Sa Mukta Sangha Parang Braje. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Kirtana Deva Krishna Sa. Don't require to read Vedanta philosophy or this philosophy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself. Guru Mare Murkha Deki Kahila Vedante Nahi Odhika. He presented to Prakashananda Saraswati that his spiritual master saw him a great fool. Therefore he said to him that you have no access to understand Vedanta philosophy. Chant Hare Krishna. That's all. This is the position. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said he taught me one sloka. What is that? Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam Kalo Nasti Iva Nasti. If you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, then you will become the first class Vedantist. You don't require study. Of course, if you have got intelligence, if you have got stamina, Vedanta must be studied. And what is that Vedanta? Vedanta is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhasayam Brahma Sutrana. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta. This is the real Bhasya or commentary on Vedanta Sutra. The Vedanta Sutra begins Janma Dasyajataha Athata Brahma Jigyasa. Bhagavat said Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa. The same thing in different. And Janmadasya sloka is beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadasya jata annaya. In the Vedanta Sutra, the sutra is Janmadasya jata. Absolute truth is that from which or from whom everything emanates. Janmadasya jata. And Bhagavat is explaining, that is commentary. What is that Janmadasya jata? Janmadasya jata annayat itaratascha arthesu avijna sarat. Who is that source of knowledge? Now he must be avijna. Where from he got this knowledge? Sarat. These things are explained. So you are all fortunate. You have come to Vrindavan. Perhaps for the first time in life. So it is very good opportunity. Vrindavan Dham, Aprakita, Chintamani, Similarly, you are coming from Navadvip. That is also Chintamani Dham. These two dhams, places are not ordinary places. Don't make Dham Aparat, as there are offenses against chanting the holy name. Similarly, there are offenses in dhamma. In the dhamma, one should not perform any sinful activities. In the dhamma, If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, then it increases 1,000 times. Similarly, in the dharma, if you commit offenses, it increases 1,000 times. So dharma, one should be very careful not to commit any sinful activities. illicit sex, or intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. These are the sinful activities. So Vrindavan Dham, Aprakita Dham. Those who are attached to Vishaya, sense gratification, they cannot see what is Vrindavan. They cannot understand what is Krishna and Radha. Those who are Vishayi. Vishayi means Ahara Nidra Bhaya Vaithunancha. This is Vishaya. Material objectives. They cannot. Therefore, Narottamdas Thakur sings, Vishaya Chhariya Kabe Shuddha Habe Mor Kabe Hama Herava Sri Vrindavan. Vishaya Chhariya. One who has become detestful to this material enjoyment, they can see what is Vrindavan. Those who are attached to material enjoyment, they cannot see what is Vrindavan. These are the process. Rupo Raghu Natho Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Hamo Bujhavo Se Jugalo Priti. The ordinary artist, they are very much fond of painting pictures that Krishna is embracing Radharani. They won't paint picture in the Krishna consciousness that Krishna is killing Kamsa. Krishna has two business. Paritranam sadhunam vinashaya duskita. So we should not try to understand Krishna's love with the gopis all of a sudden. It is very confidential. It is meant for the paramahansas to understand. Let us understand Krishna first of all. Of course, that is the aim. The highest understanding of Krishna. Gopi bhava amrita abdhi lahari kallula magna. But not all of a sudden. Try to understand Krishna first. Therefore, Vyasadeva has compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, 9 cantos to understand Krishna, beginning from the first canto, first stanza, Janmadasya Jata, Vedanta Philajata. Then he begins to write about Krishna and Krishna's activities on the 10th canto. One has to understand Krishna by studying 9 cantos. Then if he tries to understand Krishna from the 10th canto, otherwise the Mura Manasing Tanuasitam Abhajananti Manga Mura. Krishna is like us. A young boy, and he's after so many young girls, so let us imitate. No, that is not understanding of Krishna. Krishna must be understood. Ishara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi, Radi, Govinda, Sarvakarnakar. When you understand Krishna in that way, then if you follow the footsteps of the acharyas, Sri Rupa Raghunathapati, Hai Vyakuti, then you will be able to understand what is the loving affairs between Krishna and Radharani. Don't try to understand all of a sudden like ordinary boy and girl making their loving affair. Then you'll fall down. So this is my request that you have come to Vrindavan. Try to understand what is Vrindavan Dham, what is Radha Krishna, but very cautiously, carefully. Then Krishna will be pleased. And Krishna himself, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Chaitanya, he is present here. Go through Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi, go. So in this way, gradually, you'll be able to understand. But that is the highest perfection. Somehow or other, if you can understand Krishna and his Vrindavan, Aradha Bhagavan Vrijajatanaya Taddhamam Vrindavanam. Krishna and Vrindavan is not different. Krishna and Krishna's place, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's everything, they are not different. They are one. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. That Aradha Vastu, the worshipable Lord, is Krishna. And as he is worshipable, his dharma is also worshipable. So we should not commit any offense in the dharma and follow the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then we will be favored by the grace of Krishna to understand him and his pastimes with Radharani. Thank you very much.